You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. Are you ready to start networking like a boss and never need to go to any more networking events again? I'm grateful I'm practicing this today, and I will show you exactly how to do the same. I trust you'll start networking with me by subscribing on my YouTube channel and turning those notifications on, following my Facebook page if you'd like to get more videos with me. How do we network like a boss? The secret is this: long-term relationships where there's real trust. As you can see, doing things like networking events is often based on short term, you don't have trust yet. I've wasted a bunch of time and thousands of dollars going to network events, and this is something many of us do when we start our business because we don't know anyone. You might ask, okay, well, what's the alternative? I just have a new business, I don't know anyone. Look at the people you already know. Start talking about your business to everyone and start asking for help. A lot of the best connections you will make will be asking for help. I love when people ask me for help, and that's often when there's new connections. You can also network with the people you've already been following and make deeper relationships with them. For example, I have an application where you can apply with me for a one-on-one call. If you've been following me for years, a one-on-one call with me is a great way to start networking. You might know me really well, and it's easy to get in the door with me and start talking with me when you make the one-on-one call. Then, for example, I'll look back at the people who've done the best networking with me. There are several people I've been working with for years. The longest one is my friend Joseph Delgadillo. We met on Xbox more than 10 years ago, and we just kept in touch. When I started my business, Joseph was right there to encourage and help me, and Joseph is one of the top earners all time in contract labor from me. Thus, getting to know and deepening the relationships you already have is probably a much better use of time than screwing around at networking events and exchanging a bunch of business cards with other people. Another path, if you are isolated and there's absolutely, you really don't know anyone, you can do a lot of good online by joining membership groups. Those that have done the most successful networking with me have joined my Jerry Banfield Partners membership group. I'm available for video calls every week in my membership group, and those that have joined the partner program have often earned much more than they've paid in membership costs. There's lots of people that have membership programs online. It's often a great way to network with someone you'd like to get to know, and many of the new job opportunities are working with people like me that are building growing businesses online. In fact, the number one source of new jobs is small businesses, and at the same time, there's often no competition. If you're trying to work at Google or Facebook, there's a bunch of other people that are dreaming of doing that too, and a bunch of other people that are applying. Meanwhile, there's not a lot of people that are dreaming of working for me, and I often need to go on websites like Upwork to hire people to do work for me. And what I've noticed is the top people I've paid over the last several years are people who did really smart long-term networking with me. For example, Michel Girard, he originally bought a bunch of my courses on Udemy. He then was very helpful answering questions for people in the courses. I put, inspired by him, a $100 a week contest in several of my best-selling courses on Udemy, and Michel won the contest. I then kept doing the contest. Michel won it so many times, I thought, why do the contest at all? Let's just let Michelle go answer questions in a bunch of these different courses. Michelle, since then, has earned something like $100,000 working with me among all the different ways I've paid him on all the different projects. And now Michelle is the right-hand man in my business, as Joseph Delgadillo is focused completely on building his own business using the tools and lessons he went through working with me. Thus, you can do much better than going to networking events by deepening the relationships you've already got, because there's no substitute for a deep, trusting relationship. Joseph Delgadillo, when I started my business, he was the first person I was turning to for help because he encouraged me and I already had known him for several years. Building trust often takes a lot of time. Now, if you do have some relationships you've started with networking events, the key is to keep deepening those relationships over time. The problem is networking events rarely work because of the kind of people who are attracted to networking events. I don't go to networking events. I haven't been to a networking event in years. The idea of a networking event, from my point of view, is a total waste of time. I don't go to networking events, and I'm the exact kind of person a lot of people would like to network with. Thus, networking events tend to be filled with like-minded people, people who are going out and trying to hustle and not focusing on building really deep, meaningful, long-term relationships with people. I am available for networking in especially my partner calls, but also coaching. Coaching can be a really powerful place to build a deep relationship. In fact, if you look around at the top podcasts, you will often see that it seems like the same people go on each other's podcasts. It's as if there's some circle of people who are just helping each other. The secret to getting in that world is paying for coaching. You go through and go up somebody's funnel, maybe pay $100,000 for somebody to coach you for a few months, and then guess what? You end up on an interview on their podcast. When then you're on an interview on their podcast, then maybe someone else following it invites you on their podcast. Same thing with me. I have coaching and just I do it by hourly. You work with me a whole bunch, I get to know you. It makes it real easy for me to do an interview and to put you in front of my following. Then you might find someone from my following that puts you on their podcast or their YouTube channel. As you can see, doing something like coaching might be a lot better use of time because it's also focused. For example, if you've been following me for years and you'd really like to network with me more, coaching is a guaranteed way to get a hold of someone. There's lots of people online and you may be following them already that offer membership programs and coaching, and doing some direct networking with someone you already love and follow might be a better use of your money. I spent thousands of dollars I paid for a trustee level Chamber of Commerce membership. I paid for a Business Networking International membership, and I have no relationships remaining from any of that time, despite all the time and energy I put into it today. All the relationships I have are a result of a combination of natural networking through family and friends, and a combination of directed networking where either someone has decided they really wanted to work with me and network with me, or I've decided that, for example, I just found my hypnotherapist. I found her and I'm like, I want to help her build her business online. I go see her every week. Then we make a deep relationship helping each other. I help her promote and build her business. She helps me do my best work in my business. And then with that really deep relationship, I imagine I will get natural referrals to the kind of people I wouldn't have access to by going to networking events. She has friends that have multi-million dollar businesses who might not come to me directly for help with getting their business built online. However, through her, it might be possible. Local networking can be really powerful also for that network effect, and the same kind of focused online networking can be really powerful for the same effect. What I'm talking about is the local networking where you know someone several different ways. Often, just knowing one person through another person might not do much, but when you know someone through several different people, For example, if my hypnotherapist in this example, if she knew, let's say, one of her friends, and then also maybe my wife's sister knew that same friend, and then maybe my wife's dad cut that person's hair, then you've got this really powerful networking effect that combines to bring you into a relationship with someone that might not have been available without all that. And that helps you jump forward in the trust cycle when you've got all these different connections. With my partner program, what happens is we have people join and immediately start making relationships with each other. A new partner will join, listen to another partner for several weeks in a partner program, and then begin coaching with that partner because it's more focused and it doesn't cost as much as my coaching. With the partner program, we find people networking and collaborating and building businesses with each other instead of even building them with me, which I think is ideal. With many types of masterminds, you can pretty quickly go in and assess the value of it. The people that come into my partner program are often, wow, this is awesome. You're having video calls every week. You got a Facebook group. You guys are really here to help each other. You're not just trying to make money off each other, which you might argue because it's more of a long-term vision. We see that if we really want to make money together, we need to focus on how do we help each other on a day-to-day basis. In some networking groups or mastermind groups, you might try it and it's okay to fail at it. I'm grateful that I gave up on my Chamber of Commerce membership and my BNI membership. At the same time, some networking groups, you really have to work them over a long period of time. I saw people in the Chamber of Commerce and in the BNI or the Business Networking International groups, they were crushing it because they stayed in those groups for years and they consistently built relationships with people, consistently started networking with new people. Thus, if you don't want to waste time at networking events, the key is to stick with, if you actually like going to them. Who does like going to network events? Does anyone? I think some people do, but I don't know if I know them. Maybe the people who keep going for years just like doing them. If you like doing them, just stick with it and focus on making the deepest relationships possible. Thank you very much for watching this video. I hope it's helpful for you, especially if you're like me before and you're wondering, where do I make some new relationships? Where do I get some more results out of the relationships I have? If you want the best results in a relationship, it's about how much you can help the other person while respecting your own boundaries. If your boundaries indicate a certain level of availability, then it's respecting that and not going over it. I appreciate the chance to serve you today and to maybe subtly, maybe not so subtly, promote my own programs to you over and over again, because I know networking's hard and I've made programs that I imagine will help a lot with it. I trust when you want to do some more networking with me, when you want to get to know me better, you will do all of these. If you haven't already, you'll hit that subscribe button and hit those notifications on. Right now I'm doing about 3 new videos a day. I trust you'll also, if you want to make sure you see them on Facebook, you can hit that follow button and hit see first in your newsfeed. That'll pop them up to the top. And if you want to get in on the credits on every single video I make, when you hit that join button on YouTube, if you don't see the join button, it's the links in the description. You hit that join button, I'll actually take a look at your channel and put your channel name in the description of every single video. Thus, you'll get a welcome and you'll have the early access to even watch videos before anyone else does. So thank you very much for making it to the end of this video. I love you, you're awesome, and I'm excited to see your application for a free call today if you'd like to talk with me.